He says that she feels that the dam emanates mamas make. So then we don't have to be hey change. Maybe a tipas dam of menstrual dam. We is the ured with the dam of mamas. We don't have to be hey change. But while she is mitaras lebailo, but she is still tmeyo. Why is she tmeyo? So she holds that any dam that comes out, from the moke or near the moke, so he is mitame. Mitaras tume. Not mitaras is lebailo, not. But mitaras tume. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. But Rebbe holds no, that not only is she teiro, but not only is she teiro lebailo, she gabi taira, she is also teiro. Because mokir is not mitame. If the mokir by itself, if that nido comes out from the mokir, then of course she is a nido, she has to lebailo, and she is mitame, like that nido. But if she's not mitame, because that dam is dam machmas mako, so it's not mitame machmas dam nido, but it's still mitame because the mokir itself is mitame. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Rishat teiro mitame tomi vosidach mokir." But the Rebbe is more making. And this is what Rebbe says. Mokem became toyer. So is it more making? Became toyer. Bo der hashem afun. Dam di davar batum em tamod et maserem. Vino b'tagas meiv komal Rebbe el vakal gorbo. Bo komal. Im yesh leves klim alim mato. Im alim tamot levesto. Chishes levesto. Klim yesh lo tamot mashivo. Hoy min chishes lekach. Shatayim nateirom shenido. Shuv ein latum. All right. Next time. So for Friday, so you have to. So you have to start the Mishneh that you dalet on dalet. There are Bnei Yisrael up to Mishamshi Bishnei, Echad Loi Vechad Lo. Echad Loi Vechad Lo, Likaneach Bachatashish. Now, so again, according to all Rishayim, except the Rambam, this only applies to Asukum Taras. But if a woman is not Asukum Taras, so then she doesn't have to be bedekis. The Shittas Rambam is to the contrary. That even if she's not Asukum Taras, so a woman is, has to be bedekis. Has to be bidekes leachatashmish. But she's Rambam, she's yochid. I mean, we don't pass like that. So there are Bnei Yisrael, Mishamsi, Mishneidim, Echot Loi, Vechot Lo. We can leach leachatashmish. The Atznuis, Misakneis, Shlishi, a third bidekes. Lisakne Sabais. What does it mean, Lisakne Sabais? Kleima, Liv Deik, Livnei Tashmish, Ulhochin Atzmu, Lubayu. ויהו הדין לכל הנושים, כי נתנם בפרק אמן, ובשור שהתברס לשם יש הסבייסו. ויהו דינוק הצנועיס, כי נפורש פרק אמן, צנועיס, אית שבדקס בין לפני תש, מזה, אין בדקס בין לפני תש משחר. So in other words, so Rashi and all the Rishayim, they hold that that a woman who is not a sukkah b'tayres, she doesn't have to make any bdikes. She doesn't have to make bdikes. Le'achatashmi, she does not have to make bdikes. With Neitashmich, so Mele, the Mishneh has reference to Asukah B'tayras. So the halacha is by a woman who is Asukah B'tayras. So first of all, even if she is not Mishameshes Mitoso, she has to make two bdikas, Bishachis or Be'aras. But Uvisho Sheinveres Mishameshes Beisor. So if she's a sukkah b'tayres, she's mechuyev b'din midrabbanon also to make a bdiki. So the question arises, why does the Mishnah say hatznuyes? So it's not hatznuyes. Because in respect to a woman who is not a sukkah b'tayres, so there isn't even a midas chasides to make a bdiki, according to all the Rishayim. And in respect to a woman with a sukkah b'tayres, so it's not an inyan of midas chasides, so she's mechuyeves. She's mechuyeves to make two bdikes. She's mechuyeves to make two bdikes, shachis ve'arvis, all the time, even if she's not mishameshes mitoso, and b'shor she mishameshes mitoso, so she has to make another bdikin. So Rashi says einochanam. When it says atznuis, it doesn't mean dafke tznuis. But hod no katznuis kim foreign very common. Tznuis each b'dekes be lifnei tashmize and b'dekes be lifnei tashmishach. Lifnei tashmishach. So that's why it mentions tznuis. Tznuis amidagdeik, that a piece of cloth that she used once, she doesn't use it again. Even though, I mean, she might use one corner, another corner of the piece of cloth in the second decay. So Mela Alpidin, she is allowed even to use the same piece of cloth as long as she uses another corner of the piece of cloth. But Tznui is Amidagdeik to take a new piece of cloth. This is how all the Rishayim explain the Mishnah. But the Rambam has his own shite. So let's see how the Rambam passes these things. Oh. The Rambam Shita is that even a woman who is not Asuka B'Tayres, so Lachatash Mishesh Nidekis. So Melee, he applies this Mishneh to a regular woman, not Asuka B'Tayres. Pirigal Mukasurbi Aloch Yedale. Derech Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Leilom Livdikatzma Lachatash Mish. Kizim Kaneach Yishatzmi Matlis Nechenolay, in Kanechas Yishatzmi. Bimaklis nechenelo, v'reim behen, shem oroa sodam b'shastashmish, v'yei, alright. So then, in Alochet Ezayin, he says, hatznueis. So, the Rambam is made it, that an isho that is not asuka b'tayres, so he's not nochyemes to make it b'ke gil tashmish. Only lacha tashmish. So, but, this Mishneh says hatznueis, so he says, even though, kedem tashmish, she's not mechuyeves, a regular woman who is not a subitaires, but in the sinners there is. So he says, Hatsnuis and Misham she's like she the Gatsman Trilo Kilim Tashmish. And so the Magoyz Maimon says, I mean that all the Rishonim are chilek on the Rambam. They say, Kol Abdikis Eilu Yuskiru, Elohim Asuka B'Tayres, Avo Lididon, Kol Ibayro, Loi Boy Abdikin, Vichol Hanoshim Mechaz Kastiris Lebalaye. And the other Rishonim, the other pole of the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, so lachatashmish, she's mechuyeves al pedin to be bein mekibdike. And the other Rishonim say no, it's osir, because if the husband will take notice that the woman after every tashmish makes a dike, so it will become living ikve, because Rabbi Nissim Cheshein isho rashoy lahachmir al atzmo livdika hatashmish. So I mean, it's just the reverse of the Rambam. The Rambam says that she's mechiyeves al pedin lachatashmish to make a bdike, and the other Rishonim say not only she's not mechiyeves, it's also all right. Now, nimtzo al shalei. So suppose the husband also made a bdike, and then immediately after tashmish he found al shalei. As a matter of fact, in regard to the husband, it doesn't make any difference whether it's immediately or not immediately. So nimtza al shalei, so it's made v'chayovim kol, so she's in need of adai. Because if he looked at a piece of cloth before he made a bdike and it was perfectly clean, and then le'achatash nish, so he found dam. So the mele, that means that the dam came from her. It cannot be attributed to anything else. So the mele, so they are both chayev v'kol, echatos. It's a vadai. It's not sofik. It's not a shumtolu, but it's vadai. Nimtzel shaloi. So even not immediately. V'afil lachazman shesho lacham bile. Zman oruch. Kelim kiluach. B'yodua sheho yodam v'shastashish. Even though he wasn't Mikaneach himself, with the aid of Boduk, immediately after Tashmish. But sometime after that. But it's obviously It obviously came from her. It obviously came from her. Nimzal Shalom, suppose she found dam on her aid. Oisium means immediately. In AC it's a Greek word. So immediately. So mamish, immediately after Tashmish, so it may be Chayovim Bikor. So if it is mamish immediately after Tashmish, so then the Chayev Chatos, not in Oshem Tov. Nimzo al Shalom Lachazman, it doesn't mean Lachazman a very long time, but also a short time. After the Tashmish, but not immediately after Tashmish, not mamish immediately. So then, Ichatos, they're not mechuyev, but they're chayev in Oshem Tov. Nimtzal shuach hazman, mei misofik, mei misofik. Upturim minakor. Upturim minakor. Eizeo hazman, כדי שתירת מן המיטו ותתיח פונר והקי מטעמו מייסלס. But after that, if it's a long time after Tashmish, so then it's only a kesem. Then it's only a kesem. So a kesem, the halachi is, we pass that a kesem is mitame mayslays lemafre. That's me the rabbon. We got tags. They mitames beyal. So even with Rabbonon, it's not, we are not mitame, we don't say that he's, the husband is tome. Now, if someone is a beyal nido, so the aloha is tome shiva. Now, since with Rabbonon, the achil changed, maybe she was a nido 24 hours before, so mele, we should say that with Rabbonon, he should be Tomei Shiva, the husband with Rabbonon. So the halacha is, since it's only with Rabbonon, and with Raise, we have to be making a chazoke, and we have to say that Hashto de Mikrio, so even with Rabbonon, we got be Beyalo, we do not say that he's Tomei Shiva. Rabba Kivei Mei, Rav Nitame is Beyalo. In other words, that Rav Akiva says that mit Rabbonon, since mit Gabi Tares, we say that maybe she had a Rias Dam 24 hours prior, so Mele, even Gabi Tumashimo of Beil Nido, is also Tom. Meidim Chachomim l'Rav Akiva b'Reye Kesem shemitames b'Yal. The Gemara is miforeshet. What does it mean? All right. Now let's see the Rashi. נמצא דם על שלוי ואפילו אחר זמן ששור לאחר לאחר בהילה זמן אורוך קדם כדוח ביודוע שהיו דם בשעשתה שש דמי שניהם תומשים כדים ביל נידו כדחסים ותנידו סוד אוי סיום מיד לך פילה לאחר זמן לאחר אי סיים דמי מסופק שניהם שוויון ומיהו תומסופיקו, ליטליס, אבל לא יניסו. אספונאו פונאו של מטו, בחקי כלום משהו עשו, יאיזה מכשיר הזה, אחר אחר הוא זה. לנו את זה עצמי שהוא. There is one שיהיו מיד ממש. גמור המאין של זה שיהיו. מיד, ממש, אחר תשמש. Immediately after תשמש. So, גמור המאין של זה, what it means. So there she's the Achayim Chatos. And then there is another Shio, not Miyad Mamish, but also a very short interval. So then it's a Sofik Deraisi. It's a Sofik Deraisi, even we got a Baila. But and then after that, so Midraisi, it's no Sofik at all. But we got a Tires, we are Mitame Misles. All the Tires that you have. All the Tires that you have. So then the Shaila is, how about the Baal? Is the Baal mitame tares Meisleis, all the tares that the Baal handled, within Meisleis or not. So they have a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Chacham. So even Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Rabbi Akiva l'taymi doma kol meisleis mitami es Baal or misofi k'tumashim. So in other words, means if. In other words, if the husband was bail her within the misles, so then he's tummy to machine. Now, mitame is misles, tares, be odom, be maga, to maserek, with rabono, get him his lays, no matter where he came, umay mitame mishkol on mishok, the him days and mishkol mishok tamodom, call shmi at mitamodom. Mitames Baal to Mishnezioni. Rabikim and Tamas Baal, Rabikim and Tami, Doma call me slaves, Mitames Baal, Misofik to Machine, the fairy camp. So the more as the cash and the Nehu, you deal with Damachilis. Why do we say that Nimzual Shomo Oisio immediately may be Hayom become so it's not Sofik Nido? Vada Nido, they wouldn't be Hayom Hatos. If it had been, if she had a dinner, it's Sofik Nido. So it's Vada Nido. Why is it a Vada? Maybe there was a Dam Kino that was squashed, Dam Achilles, and she's not a Nido. Omar Avzeire, or is he mocking both the Kuwaits or Machilles? So in other words, we are not Cheshish for Dam Kino, Beis and Mocking, because it's both the Kuwaits. Eitzel Machilis. Machilis kino. Ba mait mein, vadai nisrech tumo, ischai bikom, vadai, lehebe sofik, lisleis, we shouldn't burn it. Lisleis tumo, ulo vashim tolu, velo ichatos, vidilmo da Machilisu, shohoyo nisimo kem biisho, uchshebo al nidlek bet. So, Gimora says, Rav Zeira says, bodemu, di vadai insho Machilis, vidam vadai vigubasi. So where did the dam come? From the Mokim. Vikedamre, no, not that they see Mokim, but the Kuwaitzel Machilis, but Docha Kuwaitzel Machilis. Docha Kuwaitzel, Shei Machilis Yechilo Likonishon. Machilis Yechilo Likonishon. So, my Benayo, Vike Benayo, Nishdakach Machilis Ritzufu. Suppose when she is Beidik immediately, after Tashmish, so on the piece of cloth, so. At one corner of that piece of cloth that she was bathing with, so she found a crushed kin. So if we say that AC Moki is Bodukuitz Machiles, so that means that a kino has no access to the AC Moki. So the AC Moki. So even though we found on the piece of cloth, we found, let's say, at one end of the piece of cloth there was a kosh kino, and at the other end there was a spot of dam. At the other end there was a spot of dam. So he, according to the losh, according to Rav Zeira, the Teisi Moki is Bodukitzel Machiles, so that means that the kino has no access. If it has no access to Isimokim, so even though on the piece of cloth, on one end, on one corner of the piece of cloth, they found a crushed kino, and on the other end, she found a spot of dam, so we say that crushed kino and the spot of dam have no connection with each other. In other words, because that crushed kino was not mamish by Isimokim, was a little at the distance from the Isimokim. And there it was crushed. And the spot of dam, so penetrated inside. So Mimele, that came from the Mokim. But if we say that Isim Mokim is not Bodukuitz Machiles, but it's only, so in other words, a kino can also come in contact with Isim Mokim. But Isim Mokim cannot, the kino cannot penetrate inside. But so since there was Bile, so it's possible that because of his Bile, so the Kino was able to penetrate inside. And b'meile, and since, so like this, we don't have to be cheshish, because this is an unusual thing. But in the case where we do find at one corner of the piece of cloth a koshkino, so then we anticipate the possibility. Maybe there was a kino basim, okay? So like this, it couldn't penetrate, but because of the beer, so it was squashed, and it was able to penetrate, and this dam is the dam of the koshkin. So in other words, they'll still be mechuya v'chatos, because we'll say just a coincidence. L'hach lishne doma dochiku ei moshamosh chotzot. Kino v'ayit meyivadu yisre trumul yisrael v'kom v'adu l'vesok v'yit trumul v'shun tolu v'chatos d'il ma'achilesu sh'hoyo v'yisim mokim v'yishor sh'bo'al nidbebe בודו כבד אישו מאכילס, וידם בד מגופסי, דוחקו שם מאכילס יחילו לי כל נשון, ריצו פה מרוחה לעת, רוחק נדם, קצת, לילי איש נדי בודו, כבלי כמל רבון את אישו מאכילס, ועד את דם מגופהו, שערי דויו בודק לו כדי מקים לך. So the kino, I call it a lotion, that בודקו, so the kino couldn't even be in contact with איזה מוקים. ומאכילס, Lacha is machines malmeos, or lacha bila asoy aliboy. Ulish ne di dochuk, ikelis vuke shemo haydam machiles. So it was in contact with the mokim, but it couldn't penetrate. But because of the bia, miteich she dochuku mocha hashamosh bishastashish. Now. In this Gemara, so you'll see that the Gemara mentions constantly the possibility of damkino. Now, this aloha of damkino, of course, the mitzias today is different than the mitzias was bismanatanoim. Bismanatanoim, so a kino was very much. It's not only bismanatanoim. I mean, I remember my own days when I was a child. So it wasn't as motzu as it was Bizman HaTanoim, but it was motzu. But today, except a few months ago, so back in Chicago, there was an epidemic of that. So many day school children, I mean, had that in their hair, and because of that, I mean, they in the day schools here, I mean, so the children were told not to come for a number of days. But usually, I mean, a kino is not motzu. Now, The halacha of ksomi is based upon the mitzias the way it was with Bizman HaTanoim. Now, midraise, a woman does not become a nido if the discharge of dam is not coupled with agoshi. Only if it is coupled with agoshi. But if it's not coupled with agoshi, even if we know that there was a menstrual discharge, she is not a soul. She's not a soul. And only if it is coupled with agoshi. So because of that, ksomim are only midrabon. Ksomim are only midrabon. Now, but the takones chachomi, so midraise, if a woman finds a kesem, even if she'll know that it came from the market, but if there was no hagoshe, some mele, she's not a soul. She's not a soul of the Bible, and the Tamitares, she's a teiro. There's the halacha. The damnido is only, discharge of dam is only mitame, it makes her into a nido if it is coupled with hagoshe. If it's not coupled with hagoshe, but with rabbonon, so the chachomim or misakei, that even if a woman has a kesem, even if a woman has a kesem, so then, so she's a soul. But the takonis chachomim was that when she asur min rabbonon, only if the kesem is as large as a grease, as a lentil, as a small bean. So, but if it is less than the size of a grease, to the size of Greece. Many say that the dime is, that's the size of a Greece. In other words, if it is, that's the chumra. That some will say that the Greece is larger than the size of a dime. But many say that the size of a Greece is the size of a dime. So if the shiur of the kesef is less than a Greece, so then she's not a soul. So when is there a halacha of ksomim? Only if it's as large as a Greece. But if it's less than a Greece, not. Why? That's the kodesh hachomim. So maybe that means that if a woman has a kesem and the kesem is less than a Greece, so then b'teras vada she is stable. She's b'teras vada. B'teras vada. It's not that we attribute, we say no probability. So this dam is a result of a question. Because if it hadn't been Mitirasvadai, but only Mitirasofik, so today the situation is different. I mean today Kinis are not Mitsuyis. So, but the Takonis Chachomim was. So it's true that the reason why the Chachomim were Misake is because of the conditions that existed in the time of the Tanoi. But that was the Takonis Chachomim. That in view of the fact that even if the dam comes from the Mokin, so still she is not in Yidomid Raise, because only when it's coupled with Argoshe. But when it's not coupled with Agoshe, she's not in Ido. But with Rabbonon, she's in Ido. So the Chachomim, Aseret Ksomim, only if it has the size of a Greece. But if it's less than a Greece, then even with Rabbonon, she's not a soul. Why did the Chachomim misake that way? Because Bizman Atanoim, so there was a possibility. So it's possible to attribute it to a kino. So in many ways, she's not a soul. But if it's more than a Greece, so a kino is not that large, so then she's a soul. But there are other takones. For example, the Chachomim or Misake, that by Godim Tzvuim, there is no aloch of ksom. In other words, only if it's on a white garment, the woman found the kesem. But if she found a colored garment, so then she's not a soul. Why? Now again, so it's mentioned in. Because many times it's hard to determine. I'm good in this way. So the melee that Akonis Chachomim was that even if you see, you can determine. Let's say the garment are blue, and you see red. So you can determine. But that's the Akonis Chachomim. The Kodesh Chachomim was that on account that by Godim Tzvuim there is no aloche of Ksom by Godim Tzvuim, even if it is larger than a Greece. Why? Because many times it's difficult to determine. So because of that, the Kodesh Chachomim was that by Godim Tzvuim there is no Isar of Ksom. Now, I mentioned that in connection with the Rabbonon of Ksom. So there, the Takonis Chachomim was, B'tiras Vada, that if the kesem is less than a Greece, so then there is no dinido. Even in Rabbonon there is no dinido. So mainly that won't change today where the sanitary conditions are different. But we find, we'll soon see, that this Gemara will mention the distinction between the size of a Greece and not the תוך צביר איכו ולמוכו מוצו לדם אומר אף תמי אונידו. Suppose she was bathing in a piece of cloth that is bothered. Now, there are two kinds of aid. There is one aid that is bodugomo. Bodugomo means if she takes a new piece of cloth, oh, even if it's not new, but if it was washed, and she looked at it after it was washed, the fact that it was washed is no raya. Sometimes as a piece of linen or a piece of cloth, you know, comes out from the washing machine and still many stains remain. So Eida Bodu Gomo means if it is a piece of cloth, a piece of linen that is new, or it was washed and it was inspected after the washing and it was observed to be perfectly clean. So that's Eida Bodu Gomo. Then there is an Eid Chein Bodu Klal. Let's say if a woman takes out at random, a piece of cloth, and she doesn't know where it comes from, whether it's new or old, maybe it was used. So that's any bodu klal. And then there is an eid benin that is boduk, but in other words, it is kept, let's say, in the drawer. It is kept in the drawer, so usually it is clean among the clean laundry, but it's not bodu gomo. She didn't look at it before she made it begin. In order to be Eida Bodu Gomo, so that means that she looks at it. Before she makes the bdikah, she looks at it and she sees that there are no spots on it. That's Eida Bodu Gomo. But suppose she takes out a piece of linen or she tears off a small piece of linen from a bigger piece that is in the drawer. So that's Eid Benin. That's called Eid Benin. Now, here we say Eid Ma Botko Beita Bodu. So that means Eita Bodu Gomo. In other words, so we know that this piece of linen or this piece of cloth had no spots until the bdikah was made. Had no spots. Vitoch se birecho. And she didn't look at it. She didn't look at it because it was dark. She didn't look at it immediately after the bdikah. But first, she rubbed it against her yarech. And then, later on, Umocho Motzo Ala Odam. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Umocho Motzo Ala Odam Ala Yarech. Umocho. It was at night. She made a bdikah at night. But she knew that she had an eibodok she pushed inside. And she took it out, and then she used it on her yarech. On her yarech. And then in the morning she looked at the yarech, she found out. Of course, we are dealing with a case where the woman does not have any bruises, any cuts on the yarech. If the woman has a cut on the yarech, so naturally, that is attributable to the cut. But let's say she has no bruises on the yarech. She has no cut on the yarech. And she found out. So the shaila is she to be considered as a nid of adai? Or only need a sofik, because there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the dam on the yarech, in view of the fact she had no cut on the yarech, so how did the dam on the yarech come? Because the piece of cloth that was put inside, that was used as an aid, was put on the yarech, so it came from the aid. So maybe that means that aid had dam, so she's a nida. But maybe now, let's say, the many Rishonim say that this Gemara has reference, Rav has reference to a case where the dam was dam Yerubin, more than the dam of the size of the Greece. So then it could not be attributed to a king. But if the Ritva says, if, let's say, the dam was a dam wet, less than the size of a grease, to the size of a grease, so then Rav wouldn't say that she's Meonidovada. Because what kind of raya is it, Meonidovada? Maybe it was dam kino. Now, maybe it was dam kino. And the eight, Tesis says the kasha. Let's be betting the eight. All right, so we'll soon see what Tesis says. So it's only in the case where the Ritva says where the dam was dam Yerubin. In other words, more than the size of the grease and the yarech. So it couldn't be attributed to a kino. Now, and in those days, this was a very common thing. A kino was very common. So So Mimele, if it's less than the size of the Gleis, so then Rav wouldn't say that she's Meyonino. But Rav is reference to the case, Uli Mocha Motzo Le Adam on the Erech, Damwit, less than the size of the Gleis. So, I'm sorry, not Damwit. If it is Damwit, so then Rav wouldn't say it Meyonino, because then it might be attributed to Damkino. But Rav is reference to the case where it's Damirubo, more than the size of the Gleis. So it couldn't be a Damkino, because Damkino wouldn't be so much. So Mimele, Rav says, Meyonin. Omole Rav Sime Bachie, Vochisheshes Avreglon. It maname Omar Shmuel, Meyonido. Not Chisheshes, but Vadanido. Vichei Meyonin be Midrosho, Meyonido. Now the question is, why not Chisheshes? So the Ritva says, because we are dealing with the case where the dam was dam Yerubo, so it couldn't be attributed to dam Kino. But the question is, so why did he say, if it's dam Yerubo, so it couldn't be attributed to a dam Kino? So what, and a cut she doesn't have on the Erech. If she would have a cut on the Erech, so she certainly wouldn't beat Meyonido. She certainly wouldn't beat Meyonido. So the Mele, so why is it Meyonido and not just, so why did Rav Simon Bar Chaya say, think for a moment, that she should not be Vadanido? The answer is, as the Rajma explains, because there are possibilities. They're not probable, but there are possibilities. Maybe she, even though she doesn't have a cut, a maki on the Erech, but maybe just Dam Tzipan is Dami. Dam Tzipan is Dami. Maybe she was handling a tzipeir, and there was Dam Tzipan got on the Erech. So that's why he said Chisheshes. So he told him, no, it's not Chisheshes, because this is, if the woman knew that she handled Dam Tzipan, you know, then she wouldn't be any more. But we are dealing with a woman who is not aware that she handled Dam Tzipan. So Mele, why should we say that it is Dam Tzipan? But it's possible. If we were to be Chisheshes for remote possibilities, then we could say she's not the Varanino. But we are not Chesheish for remote possibilities. So Mimele, it's considered as Varanino. As Varanino. Now, Umocho Motzo Leodam Ayerek, Meyonido, Tumavadoit, Vichim Doit Vodiklo, Shavohoyo Vidam Kedem Vike, Vadai Mikufa Soyale, Umishom Hutar Virecho. But I'm going to do Mama Almose, Al Recho, let's say from Dam Tzipan. We saw Victor, we could say, even though she doesn't have a cut, but maybe she had a cut and it was healed and she was not aware of it. I mean, if we are to be Chesish for remote possibilities, we could be Chesish. We are not Chesish for it. We are not Chesish for it. Now, the Ritva, in explaining the Rashi, says that when Rashi says, Ulimocho, motzol adam al yarech. So Rashi doesn't mean motzol adam al yarech, and the not. Let's see that. Pirush Rashi shenimtzo dam al yerecho, upirush shenimtzo gam al yerecho. Diilu lo nimtzo al yerecho klum, hovadai lamokelu, ki dom rocheku, sheyidbak min hayerech beyeid, velo nisha bei shum reishi. Velo nisha bei shum reishi. So Rashi means that nimtzo dam al yerecho means gam al yerecho. In other words, he looked, the next morning, he looked at the piece of cloth he found, this part of dam. And he looked, and she looked on her yerech, she found this part of dam. So then, we could say, Maybe she's not a Vidavada. Maybe she's only a Vidasaviki. Because perhaps there was done before Ana Yarech, and the Eid acquired it from, absorbed it from the Yarech. From the Yarech. And Voraye, I mean, you see that there is Ana Yarech, not Voraye, it's not Raye, but we could say that. So we don't say that. Since she has no cut on the Yarech, and she didn't handle it on Tzipei, so we don't anticipate that possibility. And we say that in all certainty, how this dam get on the aid and on the Yarech? Because when she pushed it inside, so it came out with dam on the aid, and then when she put it on the Yarech, when she put the aid on the Yarech, so the Yarech also absorbed dam. Masha'inke, if she'll find v'yiluloi nimtza al yarecho klum, but suppose next morning she looks at the aid and she finds this pot of dam on the aid, and on the Yarech she doesn't find, so then it's a pshite, so then no one would even say for a moment, Rav Sime Bachia wouldn't even show any misgivings about it, he wouldn't express any doubts, because Rav Sime Bachia expressed the doubt in the case where she found dam the next morning on the aid and on the Yarech. But if the next morning she would find dam only on the eighth, on the Yarech not, so then it's certainly a pshites that the dam came from the Mokia. Because if the source of the dam was the Yarech itself, how is it that the next morning on the Yarech she didn't find this stain of dam? Not even dried up blood, nothing, clean. And on the eighth she found dam. So when does Rav Sime Bachia express a doubt as to whether she's a Vidavadai or not, only in the case where she found dam the next morning and the Yarech and the so then we could say maybe it came from the Yarech. So Rav says no, we don't have to anticipate the possibility, something remote, because she has no cut on the Yarech. All right. Now, itma, bot kovech in a bodu, lo v'niche bikufs, v'nchose bikufse, u'limocha motzol of dam. Suppose she was nidekes beich in a bodu. So the amen of Rishenim will say, not all Rishenim say it, but many Rishenim say it, that this Gemara, the second case, deals with a case where it is an Eichin, but it's an Eichin. Not any, she just took out, you know, at random, she doesn't know where she pulled it out. She might have pulled it out from the rags, you know, from the dirty rags. In such a case, so the Rashba says, in such a case, if it's an Eichin, so she's not only that she's not in the Vadai, she's not even in the Midrabonon, she's not even in the Sophic Midrabonon. If she takes out a piece of cloth from a certain place and she doesn't know where she put it from, she might have taken out something that was used as an aid many times before. So in such a case, the Rashba says, she's taking out. The Rashba says. But here, he has reference, the Gemara, the second case, has reference to a case where it's an chain but the gomo. It's an Eibeinim. In other words, she took it out from a drawer, took a piece of cloth. Usually, it's Mishuma. But sometimes, you put in the drawer where you keep the clean laundry, you put things that were used already, tellings. So this is an Eibeinim. So this is what the Gemara means. But kovech in the bottom. V'nichose bikufse. And then she made a bdike with that, and she didn't look at it because it was dark. And she put it in a clothes box. Mocho, the next morning, she looked at it, and she found dam. So there are two possibilities. Either this dam was not there before she was bedek with it, and it appeared as a result of her decay the last night, Or that spot was there before. After all, it's an ancient bottle, and even though it's not an aid, Chili Bodu Klaul, I mean that she took it out from a certain place she doesn't even know where she took it out. Maybe she took it out from the rags, you know, the dirty things. So, but it's an eight bayani, but it's still possible. Even though it's an eight bayani, she took it out from the drawer where usually only the clean things are kept, but sometimes she puts in there that is not something not clean. So maybe the same piece of cloth she used a month before when she was in Edo, and it had its spot of dam from before. So the question is, do we have to be cheshish, that maybe the dam, that spot was there before or not? So there's the shayla. Itma. What could be in the cloth? In the chos be kuf so b'chavot zol dam. Omer Rabbi Yisrael. כל יום אפשר לבחי את תימי, ולאי זה כנוס את תהיה, איבויל, איך הכל? כל יום אפשר תימי משום נידו, ולאי זה כנוס את תהיה משום נידו, ותימי משום קסם. What's the פשע? רבחי את כל יום אפשר ביאל תוסי, so he declared it as תומי נידו ודה. And, but לאי זה כנוסי, so he changed his mind, and he said, that it should not be considered as a need of badai, but only as a need of sofik, mishim kesef. Oy dil mo kol yom of tine mishim kesef, u leiz knose, tiyo mo leklo, tosh. Bitani ebot ko beich ne bode glo, vidi chose bikupse, u mo chomo tzol of dam, rebe ima tmei yom mishim nido, vrebchi yoma, tmei yom mishim kesef. So look at Rashi. I just want to go over this Rashi first, and then the other previous Rashi, because the previous Rashi is very strange, very strange. משום נידו, תומה ודויס, דחים דחס כל דומים שום, ומספרו מכמוך. So, Rebbe says that she's a need of vada, מדרייס. But she used an ancient bottle. So we have to say, like the Rashbo and other Rishim, I mean, that it ran, that it doesn't mean ancient bottle, she just, without looking, she just pulled out a piece of cloth from a certain place and she doesn't know where it is. So then, of course, she wouldn't be it need of other than the answer, how could we say? But it means she took it out, let's say, from the drawer where she usually keep, where she keeps all the clean on you. But sometimes she puts in a piece of cloth that was used already sometimes. So Rebbe says, in view of the fact that this piece of cloth, which is an 8 bayani, so was put inside. And so we assume, we take it for granted, that this part of dam came from that bdikah. Not that this part of dam was there before. This is what Rebbe says. So she's in Nido Midrash, he's saying Nido Vada. Rebchiye Omar, Meyo Mishim Kesem, only Sofik. Omar Rebchiye, now, so here, even though the Gemara says that he uses the expression "tmei mishum kesem," but it doesn't mean only midrabanan. It doesn't mean only midrabanan. He means mishum kesem, mishum sofik. But according to Rebchiye, she is also a sofik nigam midrais, because there are two possibilities. So even though the word kesem is used, but it should not be equated with the ksomim. When a woman finds a kesem on her garment, so there it's only midrabanan, because there is a lack of hagoshe. But here we couldn't say lack of hagoshe, because here she made the bdike. And the halacha is, most poskim say, that if a woman puts in a piece of cloth inside, and then she finds dam on it, even though she's not aware of any hagoshe, so then we say there is hagoshe, because that hagoshe, the reason is why she is not cognizant of any agoshe is because she had agoshe when a woman pushes in something inside, she certainly feels something. So she couldn't identify that agoshe is a agoshe of a discharge of dam, because it got lost in the agoshe of the pushing of the piece of cloth. So, Omer Rebchiye, I atomeide she tzricho kikris veit. So don't you admit that in case it is less than a gris, if this part of dam is less than a gris, so then she's not an idol? Omale avol. Avol means yes. Avol doesn't mean here but it means avol means yes. Omale, so Rebbe said avol. Omale, so Priya said, in case afatos is a keset. In other words, since you admit that in case the gris is less, I'm sorry, in case the spot is less than a gris, then she's not in it, or so even if it's larger than a gris, so it should only be in Igor Misovic. The Rebbe Sobar, Binon, the Gris Vieid, La Fukamidam Achilles, the Hib Nigofa, Plebidam Achilles, Vadamigufos. What I said before, that in regard to the din of Ksomim, which is in Rabbanon, so there is no difference between the Zmanat Anoyim, when the king was Motsu, is a very common thing, and today, because of the sanitary conditions, so a king is not Motsu at all. Because that was in Akores Chachon. That's in regard to the Tunas Ksomim, which is in Rabbanon. So even if we know that absolutely that it came from the Mokir, she is still not in the Midrash. Because of the halacha of Hargoshi. So that was Nakonis Chachomim. Now we are not in a position to make new Takonis. The Chachomim made the Takonis. And the Chachomim were misaken that if the kesem is less than igni, so she's not asur. So even though that Takone is based upon the peculiar facts that existed at that time, but that was Nakonis Chachomim. Just as the Rishonim say, that where you find the kesem, I'm God in swing, even though you see the beged is blue, and here you see red, and you have no sveikes, so she's still mutaris. Why? Because that was the Akonis Chachon. So here too, that was the Akonis Chachon. That's in regard, so melee even today is the same as Allah. Mashiach came here, when Rebbe says that Meila Mishunido, and she's a nido with rice, because he is not chenshish for he doesn't anticipate the possibility of remote things, of remote contingencies. So she's a little bit raise. But Rebbe says, when is she a little bit raise? When is she a little bit raise? Only if the spot of dam and the aid is more than a gris. But if it's less than a gris, so then she's not a gris. She tricho kikris veit, kishi o shok som, she mitame o kikris veit, kdam gino bavei kese, viat kikris yechilo misle, si leim adam achilis. O abo, hei bemes, o mo rapchie, afato si se kese mei, rad mitin kese mishiro e kikris veit, u vipokes mekal afumu, yu kakimos in ame sobe, di vade riu, hai mi gufe, kdam ne, homa fin kisi leit, na finu kin chardu, vipokes mekal in ues me chardu, לאפוקי מדם אחרס, דחיל די מבודי כבר, כל כמה דלקי כגריס ואין, הגרי מספיקה מדם אחרס כנדביקה. מה שאין כן, אם it's more than a gris, so it could be attributed to a kino, so ממילא שזה נידה ודאי. So, according to Rebbe, in this case, suppose today the same thing would happen, where a kino is not more, so ממילא there couldn't be any distinction between a size of a gris ve'eid or less than a gris. What difference does it make? The only distinction is because of the possibility of damkino. But here today, when damkino is not mutz, so mele, according to Rebbe, she would be in nida vadai today, even if the spot of dam is less than this. That's in regard to this gemara. This is what I meant. But in regard to ksomim, it doesn't make any difference. All right. Now, let's see the Rashi. There is a very strange Rashi. Umocho Mocho Lodam Alei Vikel Yisvukem Yom Kamocha Vibayim ואוכל אינו כתוך תוך סביר ריחם, פיריחו, ואם כן הרו את חי צווי כלי כולה, חודד יום אליו נועידו תרל גריחו, ואפילו נותנים שלאים המנהי דעושה, ויהיו מוקים די בודוק מכמה אורך אהב. זה צווה שיש גרס להם. רשע סעד, נעמביס מחלקס, ביטוי רבי אין רבחי, ואית בודקו בית של בודוק. ומוכו מוטו לו דם. מוטו לו דם. So רבי סעד שיזה נידו בדק. שיזה נידו בדק. And Rebchi says she's in need of something. Nothing to do that. So Rashi says, that's only in the case where it's bought Kovach in Boduk, and then she put it in a sealed box, in a closed box. Mashi came in. She was Bidekis with the same H in Boduk. And then she put it on her Yerech, on her head. And then the next morning, she found dam. So then it's a svexvik. So the question is, what kind of svexvik is it? Svexvik means two svekis. But here you don't even have one sofik according to Rebbe. You don't have even one sofik according to Rebbe. Because what is svexvik? Chode dil me lav min oeid hutach al yirechu. Perhaps the spot of dam on the hip that she finds in the morning, so this did not come from the piece of cloth, but it came from an external source. What external source? What? Now, so it couldn't be Damkino, because as the Ritva says, in Rashi it says that we are dealing that the Rav's din of Tochsi B'Yerecho or Mochamot Ledam deals with the case where the spot of dam was much larger than Ikris. So how can we anticipate the possibility Dilma Lav Minoreid Hutachal Yerecho? In other words, that it came from an external source. What from Dam Tziper? If we have to be relationship, this is something that we have to anticipate. So why did Rav say in the case of Eitabon Klovi Tochsi Yerecho Mocha Motzol Adam, may you need a badai? Why need a badai? Maybe it came from Dam Tziper. So the answer is, since she didn't handle Dam Tziper, and since she doesn't have any cup, we don't anticipate such remote contingencies. So why are we mitzanim that to his vexeke? So why did he say, Dilmo lav minoeid hutach al yirechu? Not minoeid. So from other external source. What other external source? Maybe a cut. And let's say, and even if she knows that she had no cut al yirech, maybe she slept with another woman in the same bed, and maybe it was transferred from the cut of the other woman. I mean, if you want to anticipate remote contingencies, so you can visualize something. But Monefshach, if we are to be chishish and to consider that as a topic, so why does Rav say in the case of Eita Godeklo, Bitoch Sivir Reicho, Mochamot Ledam, Tmei Yonid Avadai? Why Tmei Yonid Avadai? Why Tmei Yonid Avadai? Need a topic. So we're not chishish for that. We're not crazy with that. So in the case of each and every body, we should not be crazy for that either. So